Blog Talk Radio.
You're in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Things are much too busy for me, and I can't stand it. Seems you're much too busy these days, and I can't handle it.
Time and I'm actually being productive, I don't mind, you know, going from one thing to the other to the next to the next.
Right.
I find more motivation and drive in that.
Right. I can definitely relate. One thing that I've noticed about you, and as far as my quote-unquote pack-finding mission being my staff, is that you are very passionate about your music, and it definitely resonates through it. For you, I wanted to ask, you're a college graduate, of course, from Berklee, from Berklee College of Music in Boston. I wanted to ask you, how did that help you as far as further your emotion, being able to make your music more relatable or been using it as a vehicle to express your inner emotions and desires for music and just your life in general?
Oh, that's a good question. I feel like, well, because Berklee is such a, everybody there is a musician, whether they're studying business or teaching or whatever degree that they want to study, they're all musicians at their core. And so I think being around musicians and singers and songwriters and producers and engineers, just all bringing some kind of creativity from all different parts of the world and the country, I think that kind of shaped me as an artist as well. It was kind of cool to just collaborate with different people and see, not even collaborate, sometimes just watch how they work and pick up little things here and there. So I think that definitely helped, because it was just, we were constantly around creative people 24/7, practice rooms, rehearsals, classes, you know, people would start their own bands. So it was just cool to see how different people worked, you know? And I think
Absolutely.
That helped a lot.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
As far as being creative, I can only imagine what the new album is going to sound like, Undressed. And I had my own quote-unquote theory. You know, I may be wrong. Won't be the first. Definitely will not
okay.
be the last. Just from getting a vibe from you, you're very passionate in everything that you do. And I almost look at it as you painting, I call it a Van Gogh, so to speak, of giving people a little bit more of an introspective look on who you are, your thought process, your feelings, your emotions, because a lot of people, unfortunately, are scared to live their life and showing that sense of vulnerability. How long did it take for you to become comfortable expressing such vulnerability and also a sense of sensuality through your music?
I guess probably in the past 2 to 3 years. When I first moved out to Los Angeles, I always expressed myself. I was a shy kid, but when I got on stage, I just thrived. I loved it. I've been performing on like piano, singing, theater since I was 6 years old. Luckily, I found my passion at a young age, which is crazy, but that's all I've ever done since I was six. And people are like, oh, no, you've done other things. And I've played sports and I've figure skated and I dabbled in other things, but music was always the core. It was always going to lessons or going to theater camp or doing something creative in that sense. And I guess it's in my blood or I was born with it. I don't know, but I've just always had like a affinity towards that. And so
Absolutely.
When I first moved to LA, I, you know, wanted to be a pop star and wanted to be famous, quote unquote, and live this dream. And I got, you know, kind of in the urban scene out here and kind of in a scene that I don't think I was being true to who I was exactly. And I wanted to do more of who I am. But I think just in general, and who I am is sitting behind a piano or a guitar and singing my heart out. And I think that just comes with age, with whatever you do. I think the older you get, the more you allow people to see who you really are, the more comfortable you are in your own skin. And, that's kind of just, that takes time and experience.
Absolutely.
So.
You know what I mean? A lot of people, I mean, for all of us, as quote-unquote mere mortals who are not blessed with that kind of talent to be able to sing, we all have a sense of trying to micromanage our emotions, our feelings, our thoughts, because we have a fear of showing such a vulnerable side of us that people will interpret it as showing a side of weakness. I know I can speak
mm-hmm.
for myself. It's very hard for a man to get to that level, get to that point where he feels comfortable. But listening
right.
to your music, for a person that has not had an opportunity to kind of sit down with you or know you over a period of time, I can speak for myself. I feel a sense of closeness to you just by listening to your music and getting a better introspective on who you are. Now, people who are not familiar with you and your music, how would you describe Marga Lane? How would you describe yourself as an artist?
Oh, as an artist? Diverse, I guess I would say. Diverse and driven and passionate. And I write what I know. And that doesn't necessarily mean writing what I know if it's an experience, you know, with myself that, you know, that I go through and then I write about it, or whether it's a friend or a family member, but something that I've experienced, whether directly or indirectly, I'm always writing that. I'm not pretending to write something or pretending that to be somebody else. And that works for some people, which is great. But I find that people like authentic and authenticity. And I find that the easiest to do is just to like be yourself. And, you know, that also took some time because when I was 21, I was like, oh, I'm going to sing rapper, and I'm going to, you know, be Britney Spears. And I love that. I still dance around. I'm a dancer, so I still dance around. But, you know, it wasn't really, it didn't come across as authentic, I guess. And I think this new project for me is definitely, like, it shows my growth and it shows a rawness and it shows, you know, something that, I've like experiences that I've gone through and that friends have gone through that I've just written about that are truth and honesty, you know?
Right. Absolutely. You know, it's cool. I've always had an affinity for an artist those shows are have the capacity to show such a sense of transparency, because people want artists that they can find relatable, that they understand one another. And I look at the artist uses the listener as a sounding board, because as you said, you have to be true to yourself, because if you're not true to yourself, how do you expect people to believe what you're doing? We see a lot of that in the industry. How have you managed to kind of, I guess, propel yourself in a situation where you've kind of separated yourself from people who are there for you, not just as an artist, but as a person, really care about what you believe in, and the ones that are, quote unquote, the hangers-oners? How have you been able to balance that kind of career? Because it can get somewhat hectic.
Yes. I don't think that I've experienced even half of what this quote-unquote entertainment industry has to offer artists. And I think that's why I'm still so sane, to be honest with you. I've had my fair share of interesting
right.
moments and interesting people and opportunities that seemed a little bit shady and people trying to manipulate you. My mom always says this about me. She's like, you're too honest all the time. And I'm not like a, and she's like, sometimes you just need to like, not lie, but keep your mouth shut or not give so much information up. And I've always been very like, oh, well, you know, I'm doing this and then I'm going to go do this. And then I have a show here and then nobody's really helping me, but now I have this manager. And so people, I think, thought I would always have it together and all under control, when really I was just, you know, waking up every day being like, what do I do next? You know? And so I think that kind of gave people a little bit, that kind of steered me away from people too, being like, well, she's got it all under control. Why does she need my help? You know what I mean?
Right.
So I feel like I avoided a lot of conversations and a lot of awkward moments by just, I guess, that powerful, like, I got it. Don't worry about me. You know?
Absolutely. I definitely agree. Been there, done that. I can definitely.
I'm like, no, but
relate.
I really do need your help. Come back. Right. Come back.
Now, I've had an opportunity. Thank you, Amazon.com. I've had an opportunity to peruse through your book, Determined Hard. My goodness, incredible book. And family, it is available via Amazon. It is paperback, so make sure that you go purchase it. The Teddy Bear already has one, so you make sure you go to Amazon and purchase it. An incredible book. That's why I said I got more insight of who you are as a person. You definitely wear your emotions for the entire world to see, which I find refreshing. But also, I'll use this. Do you consider yourself a hopeless romantic or a hopeful romantic?
Ooh, I think hopeless.
Hopeless.
Okay. I love love. I'm such
right.
I don't know. It's so, and not just love in the romantic kind, but just, in general, people nowadays, and I don't want to get into that, but they're so rude and so mean, and I don't want to, like, I don't know, I just want to uplift everybody. Like, the life is too short, you know, and I just feel like we should just all go about our business, do what we got to do, and just be nice, be courteous.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Respectful, you know?
Absolutely. So what made you decide to come out with the book? As I said, it's an incredible book, and you give so much insight to who you are, not just as an artist, but your thought process when you're writing lyrics down. I mean, it's incredible. So what made you decide to do that?
Well, thank you. I guess I had a lot of lyrics, a lot of words on, like, books and my notes on my phone that didn't really go into songs ever. Yeah, and so I just was like, you know what, I wanna do some poetry. And not to, like, you know, compare poetry to lyricism and lyric writing. They're different, and poetry is a whole different, you know, another genre. But they are somewhat similar in a sense of, you know, they are written to a cadence. They are expressing your emotions. And so I'm not a poet by any means, but I just thought it would be something cool for the people that enjoy my music and that enjoy my lyrics to see other things that may have never gotten off the pages of those books, you know, or may have never gotten to anybody's ears. And they could just sing it themselves and picture how I would be singing those. But I just had so many thoughts that I wanted to get out, and Create Space is what I published it through. And it's such an amazing website to just allow people to self-publish their books and get it out there. And it's, you know, it's awesome. I'm creative, so any way I can, you know, do that is great.
Absolutely. Now, the vibe that I get from you, just from this short period of time, is that you have a very beautiful, naturally organic soul about you. But I also sense that you're definitely a perfectionist and you're harder on yourself than anybody. What are your expectations from the upcoming project Undressed, and how do you want to separate that particular new project coming up from what you did in 2013's EP, Expressions?
I think that a lot of times I would, so this is kind of where it came from. A lot of times I would go and perform live, and people would tell me that my performing live was better than my actual recordings, which is a great thing because usually it's opposite. But I wanted to, with this EP, I really wanted to get that emotion or that voice or whatever those people heard live through on a recording. Obviously, live is always going to be different, but nobody ever said, like, oh my gosh, your recordings are, the songs are great, but the recordings are just, you know, they don't match the songs. And so with this, I really just wanted to get it right and have people hear my voice the way they hear it live, if that makes sense. A little
Absolutely.
Bit. Just more, yeah, I don't even know what the word would be, but just I wanted to get that across so people would actually, you know, stop saying, like, you're better live, and be like, oh, I really love your recordings, too. Because I'm like, I don't play every night. So if I played every night and every day and every show, like, that would be fine because then I'd be playing more than I, you know. But that's kind of one of the things I was, like, perfectionist on this time with the harmonies, with the instruments. The whole EP is acoustic. I wanted to go with the whole Undressed theme, as in, you know, be your authentic self. And at the end of the day, you can take off all your clothes, strip off all your layers. Who are you as a person? And it's the same thing with songs. It's kind of like, you know, what is the core of this song? You can dress it up with beats and guitars and synths and whatever you want to do to add to it. And it sounds, I'm sure they sound, you know, amazing, but I really wanted to know, is the song, can the song and the voice stand on its own? And that was my
Absolutely.
Goal for this project.
Absolutely. You know, one of the shows I used to love and look at a lot, when MTV used to have a series called Unplugged, and you had an opportunity to see artists, I mean, just everything is stripped down, no electric guitar, none of the, you know, the whistles, the fans, and the smoke, none of that. It was just stripped down, bare bones. You had an opportunity to really get close to the artists and see what their thought process when they were writing this particular song. I want to use that as a segue, is because at the end of the day, this is a business. And unfortunately, the business of music can be somewhat political, cutthroat, you name it. A lot of ups and downs, a bump in the road. For you, how far reaching do you want this brand? Because at the end of the day, you are a brand. How far do you want this brand to exceed as far as reaching out internationally? Have you thought about possibly, I know you have some acting ability. I know that about you. I know you can act. You have some acting ability about you. Do you want to brand off in that direction too, as far as doing some acting, big screen, small screen, and also possibly do some modeling, because it all kind of intertwines with music?
Right. I have a dream to be on Broadway still
really?
One day. So
okay.
I think because I used to do theater, and I mean, I was in Grease. I was in, oh my gosh, so many different plays. Funny Girl. Like, I'm with such a theater geek. And so I didn't really pursue that after, you know, high school. And I was like, music was more of my passion rather than the theater. But yeah, there's still something like deep down inside me that I'm like, if one day, if I get an opportunity to audition or get to play like a role on a Broadway show, absolutely. I love something like, I love the idea of everything is live. So if you make a mistake, you make a mistake. You can't just cut the scene and, you know, film it again, the type of thing. It's natural. You have to have talent. You can't not have talent being on in Broadway. So that, yeah, I would love to do that. And then, yeah, I would love to reach internationally. I just want to make music that people listen to and love and, you know, enjoy myself along the way.
Absolutely. Well, it definitely resonates. And I must ask you, the lead single that you've blessed us with, Thinking About You, where was your mindset when you came up with that particular track, that particular title of the song, and also your thought process as far as writing the song?
I was at a friend's house, actually, and I had a guitar, and they were, like, you know, just playing around or whatnot, and so I went in the other room, and I was like, oh, okay, cool, I'm just going to sit here and wait until everybody's ready to go out, and so I just came up with this guitar line, and I was like, oh, this is cool, I like it, it's something I haven't ever really written before, something that I, like, a genre, because it's kind of bluesy, it's kind of jazzy, it's still a little pop-ish, but it wasn't, you know, what I was used to. You heard Expressions, like, that album was pop. And so I was kind of like, all right, I'll try this. So I sat with the guitar line for like a little bit, would play it over and over. And then I started dating somebody. And you know when you start falling in love and liking somebody, everything is just so rainbows and butterflies. And I don't know, I wanted to translate that feeling. Yeah, I wanted to translate that feeling into a song. So it's super simple, but it's like, I don't know, it's just, one of those songs I feel like you can turn up in the car on a Sunday and just chill and, you know, with your friends or with your boyfriend, husband, wife, whatever, kind of just to relax to, nothing serious, just a fun song.
Absolutely. Well, that's what we're here to do, to have everyone to chill and enjoy themselves. So let's get lost in it. The new hit single from the incredible Marga Lane, Thinking About You, from the forthcoming album, Undressed, in the Zone. Of LOTO Radio.
You are everything I always knew that I was looking for. Safe to say I'm all yours. I gave you my heart. Now I know I couldn't be more sure. 'Cause when you kiss me, get weak in my knees, like FWZ. You know it's like Marvin and Sammy, you're all that I need. I'm thinking about you tonight. I'm thinking about you for life. And I know this. Thinking about you tonight. I can't stop thinking about you tonight. When you know it's all right, there's no need for playing guessing games. 'Cause they'll say they feel the same. I know this is love.
December 2nd.
December
very
2nd.
Soon.
Okay.
Just in time for the holidays, so you can purchase it.
Absolutely. Well, all I ask, when it's ready, even if it's like grandma or mom's cookies, somewhat still soft, not completely ready, but it's good to go, let us know. We will definitely debut it here first, and we would love somewhere in the future, sometime in the near future, you would come down to Houston and perform here in the studio. We would truly love that.
Absolutely. That would be awesome.
Yay. Yes, Lord. So it is written. So it shall be done. I want to thank you for taking the time to honor us today. And this is your home. Whatever you need from us and a teddy bear, please do not hesitate to let us know, okay?
I won't. Thank you so much, teddy bear. I had fun.
My pleasure, my queen. Safe journeys and continue on that path of being true to yourself, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All the time. Absolutely. The incredible Marga Lane in the zone of LOT already. How fun it should be in a new single. The new single, Thinking About You. iTunes, Amazon, Spotify. Go check it out. Get some great music in your life. You know how I feel about it. We want our R&B shaken, but never stirred. Lord have mercy. It's definitely a beautiful thing in the zone with Margo Bingham with Cool. Yeah. In the zone of LOTO Radio.
but baby, don't you lie. Love was my first kiss. I never wanted anything to last more than a moment like this. Now I can't get you out of my head. Hello, you had me spin, and so it's important for you to know you keep me cool. I don't wanna be lonely. I don't wanna be left behind. I don't wanna come back home all alone in the middle of a summer night. I don't wanna be left out. I don't wanna be all alone. I don't wanna come back home to an old and a reason to pack and go. Keep me cool. No matter how hard I get, when I look at you, you keep me cool. You keep me cool. And when my mind keeps pulling me back to you, you keep me cool. I was blind before, but somehow you made me. Clouds back to play when it rains, boy. You know I'm not shivering. Though I like it cold, you warm my heart up again. Not many boys can go back and forth with the style, staying cool but still knowing how to keep a while. When you're feeling, got me really feeling what you do. When my heart beats, boy, you always keep it so cool, so 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 cool, so cool, so cool. I don't wanna be lonely. I don't wanna be left behind. I don't wanna come back home all alone in the middle of a summer night.
Feel the pressure getting strong.
little bit of both summers, beautiful. And there is definitely a positive vibe in the zone of LOTO Radio. Want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible Marga Lane. Thank you so much, my queen, for joining us this afternoon. And remember, family, thinking about you to get all the information as far as how it's purchasing you or going about the way to necessarily do it the right way and getting a new single, go to Marga Lane's official website at margalane.com. Be on the lookout in December, just a few months away, new album, Undressed, Lord have mercy. And you can also catch up with her, support her on Facebook. That's at facebook.com/ Marga Lane, same thing. For Twitter, same handle, beautiful substance, beautiful music. Speaking of beautiful music, man, just 2 days ago, I had the pleasure of having Grammy-nominated artist, Mr. Bob Baldwin. And, man, we got lost in some smooth, electrifying Caribbean Brazilian jazz. With his new double disc set, The Brazilian American. Soundtrack. It's a beautiful thing. Let's get into it. Bob Baldwin, Greatest Lover, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. When I wake up at night,
Hi, I'm Maxie, the Mary Jane Girls, and I just want to let the chocolate teddy bear know, you can be my teddy bear, at LOTL Radio, the rebirth of the quiet storm.
It's official right now, in 4 minutes or less, you, we're going to crown all of them right now, Daddy Kate, my mama, your mama, you, and you, your baby's mama's mama, Daddy Kate, you, wife. If you're near a woman right now, wherever you at, turn to them and say, dedicate, you are appreciated. This is dedicate.
I appreciate just like you. And how much it takes to carry and birth a child. Thank you. And the way you play dumb, even when we live in real fast. And even as a single parent, mama.
Website at www.lotl thecomfortzone.com. And if that's not enough to feed your musical appetite, you can always follow us on Twitter. That's at Twitter, LOTO Radio, Instagram at LOTO, The Comfort Zone. And last, but certainly not least, you can always follow us and catch up with us, see what's going on Facebook at LOTO, The Comfort Zone. But as I hop back in Doctor Who's time machine and kind of fall back just a little bit for nonstop 24-hour live streaming music, I've seen the need. We're here to fulfill your need. Just kind of plant yourself, get yourself comfy and cozy. Like Linus is blanking at the physical website. We got you covered. And speaking, getting you covered, Lord have mercy. Here's the latest from Joe. So, can I have you back? Important question. In the zone of LOTO Radio.
Can you hear me when I pray for you? Never knew tears could make an ocean blue. Fear of forever is a door that I don't want closed, closed. Pictures and pictures of the smile I remember, this just can't all be true. He makes the biggest mistake, the unforgivable that makes your heart break. I hope you tell him sorry's just not enough, and it goes from good to bad, so I can have you back. How long it's been, and I accept the blame as to why you're with him. He wouldn't approve of us just being friends. Please, if that's all I need, out of respect I'll back away for a while. I promise to keep I hope you tell can't take it. And when I close my eyes, I see her naked. I can't battle with what I've built up. I can't slumber without her
There's
love.
There's never a time I don't want you. But baby, I need you right now. Could be the heat or this fever. I need you to cool me down. Drowning in thoughts of her passion. Her kiss could cure my weak heart. Gliding towards her apex. I know she'll put me sound asleep. I'm super restless and I can't take it. When I close my eyes, I see you naked. I can't battle with what I've built up. I can't slumber without you.
There's never a night where you don't greet me. But I need you before my dreams. Your graceful love, how it treats me as if I were a king. Settle my thoughts with your outcome. I'll hold you to feel the beat. Close your eyes while you touch me. This pulse will help you sound.
What you can do and what you can get away with, but we, as Algero said, We got by. Yes, we did. Again, I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible Margalaine. Thank you, my queen, for joining us. And remember, family, be on the lookout for her upcoming new album, Undressed, and be available in the summer. My goodness, just a few minutes away. I look at it. I don't look down on deal with months, and I say minutes, because that's what it is. Life is nothing but minutes. We take what we have. We grab it. We hold it tight. We undress it. We love it. We nourish it. We do whatever we can to show just how precious life really is. It's definitely been a beautiful experience, family. I want everyone to enjoy themselves for the rest of the day. And I got my boy, DJ Eric, getting ready to turn over things to him so he can come and take you away for the rest of the afternoon. But in the meantime, as in always, I want everyone to keep it soulful here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
I know I never, guess I never told you.
No,
no, no, no, no,
no, no.
Don't let go, girl, hold on.
RTL Radio, The Zone. Playing you all the greatest music all of the time.
Let's see what you can do.
Thank you.
walking away. Open up.
Yeah. wanna talk to you for a minute, baby.
Pretend Someone like you, I'm trembling.